91.7 WEEM, you're watching Arabian Rundown. I'm Julia Walls, and I'm joined with
Hudson Kistler.
And today we're going to be talking about food. Okay, so what, just overall, is your favorite food?
Favorite food. I guess I'd say probably like goldfish. Either that or my mom's chili.
Goldfish?
Goldfish are amazing.
I wouldn't say they're that good.
Dude, goldfish are amazing. I eat goldfish every day. That's why I'm so fit.
Sure. Okay. Yeah. So our first question is, what is one food that you would eat for the rest of your life?
My mom's chili. It's perfect. Best meal ever made. I would eat it every day, every meal, every day, every month of every year for the rest of my life.
How do you like your chili?
Okay, so I like it pretty boring. What I do is, you know, when it's like first, like really hot and stuff, I use it kind of as like a dip. Like I use like a cracker, I kind of use it as a dip. Once it starts to cool down, then I like eat it as like an actual soup.
Hmm. Whenever my parents make chili, I like to add sour cream, cheese, crackers. I like to add all this stuff.
Yeah, I never used to do that. And then like a few times ago that I had chili, I like started to do it and it was okay. And then my second bowl, I just be like, nah, I'm just gonna do it normal this time.
Okay. So you're basic.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's boring.
Yeah.
Okay. My food would probably be, I have two options. Would either be my dad's homemade curry or his homemade arepas.
Basic.
Curry? You think curry is basic? I think chili is basic.
Chili is awesome. I don't know
what chili is really about. Good, but you don't even know what arepas are. They're so good.
No, I have no idea what arepa is.
Well, at least you know how to say it.
Yay.
It's a Venezuelan dish. He lived in Venezuela for 8 years with his parents and his sister. And so when they were like kids in Venezuela, they would eat this as just like a snack or like breakfast. It's a like a corn flour, like almost biscuit. It doesn't look like a biscuit, but it's just like a ball, corn flour, and it's fried the way he does it anyways. You cut it open, you butter it, and they put like cheese and ham, and they would just eat that for like lunch, a snack, or even breakfast before they had to go to school. Whenever he makes it for us, he does it a lot like more sophisticated. When we have the ingredients, he will make these like these beans, rice. It's this meat, which is, we call it carne mechada, which is like pulled beef. It's all really good.
It sounds interesting. I'd probably try that at some point.
You know the farmer's market on Saturdays in Pendleton?
I think so.
There is Venezuelan people who like make arepas in the morning, and they make it like they fill it with like chicken and cheese or corn. I've actually had some, and it's pretty good.
All right, yeah, I'll definitely make sure I try that at some point. Sounds interesting.
Mm. So our second question is, what has been the best restaurant you have ever been to?
Okay, so like. My family eats like Hacienda like one or two times a week. And I don't want to say it's the best, even though I love it. I think their food's amazing. But like when I was in Tennessee, there was this mountain kind of, it wasn't like an amusement park, but it was a like kind of like a park on top of the mountain. It's called Anaquista. And there was a restaurant at the top, and it was really fancy and really nice. And it had like this super amazing mac and cheese. It was like mac and cheese. I think it had some chicken in it, and I got a side of fries too, and the fries were also amazing. It was just like a perfect meal, and it was like such good portions too. It was just awesome.
Mac and cheese. Chicken tenders?
No, like chicken on the mac and cheese. Like it was fancy.
Oh, okay. So like fancy mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Okay, that actually, you know, that sounds pretty good right now.
Mm-hmm.
And then french fries?
Yeah. With ranch, and it was perfect meal.
You like ranch with french fries?
Yes. I'm not basic in like ketchup.
Oh, I'm basic and I like ketchup. At least I don't like ranch.
Ketchup is horrible.
Do you like ranch on pizza?
No, okay. That crosses a line.
That does cross a line. I agree. Oh my gosh. One restaurant I'm thinking of, because this is a hard question. I've been to a lot of restaurants. I'm thinking of the time me and my family went to Las Vegas for my cousin's wedding last school year in the spring. My dad was super excited to take us to this one Italian restaurant. I can't remember the name of, but the time he went there alone with just my mom before they had kids, I don't know. He introduced it to her and I don't know. He really wanted to take us. And so that was like the one big thing he really wanted to do with us and us kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was really good too. It was really nice inside. It was like really fancy decorated. Like he wanted to dress nice, but it was like also casual. So casual, nice attire. Yeah, it was some good Italian food.
Where was that at?
Las Vegas. I think it was near. Yeah. Oh my gosh, I can't remember that one street where it has like the cover. But like it like I don't know. I don't know. I remember the name. I just can't think of it right now.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's near there.
That one pasta restaurant in Las Vegas.
Yeah, that one Italian place. I think it had like. Oh, you will know it if you see it, because the door, I remember, looked like one side of a barrel. Yeah, I know. And then inside, you'd step, and there would be, like, fake vines on the side. Yeah, it was very, very nice. I was quite surprised when I stepped in and saw what it looked like. And so I was like, oh, Dad, you meant what you said. This is pretty cool already.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, sounds interesting.
Anything else you want to tell me about your favorite restaurant?
It's just really good mac and cheese, I guess.
Nothing like about the atmosphere inspired you?
Well, it had like it did have really cool atmosphere because it was like, you could like see over the mountain. Like you could just see out the mountain. It was like, as someone who enjoys nice scenes, it was pretty cool. As someone who's also afraid of heights, it was kind of horrifying at the same time. But it was pretty cool.
Yeah, I've been to Gatlinburg. I don't think I've been to that restaurant before because I don't recognize that name. But when I went to Gatlinburg, I stayed in Pigeon Forge and we went to this really cool, like murder mystery restaurant kind of thing. And their food was actually really not that bad. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I did one of those. It was Italian themed in South Carolina. Sorry.
Cool.
It was really good. And we got a cannoli at the end.
That sounds really good right now. A cannoli actually sounds really good right now.
It was like the first one I ever had, and it was pretty good.
Anytime I eat cannoli, I always think it's going to be ice cream, but it's actually, you know, cheese.
Yeah, that weirded me out a little bit. I don't know how I feel about that.
Oh, well. Our last question is, would you rather eat a tarantula or a jellyfish?
Okay, so like, it depends. Is it cooked or not?
I think if you are given a tarantula or a jellyfish by someone, like they give it to you, I think you get to decide how it's made.
Okay, so if it just wasn't cooked, probably the tarantula. I assume like, you know, all the, like the dangerous parts of it would probably be taken out, like the jellyfish's like stingers or whatever. I don't know what they have.
I don't exactly know what they're called, but yeah, they're, you know, like they sting you.
Yeah. But, like, just raw, probably a spider or a tarantula. If it was cooked, depends. But, like, I think a cooked little jellyfish would be pretty cool. Probably tastes like a squid or something.
The only thing I think I would be hesitant about eating about a tarantula is because, you know, they're, like, really hairy, right? I think that would not be great. Go eating and then, like, okay, I'm not going to get into it, but I think it would be really gross. Like eating a tarantula.
Yeah, it would still definitely be gross, but I think it would be a little better than like the slimy texture of a jellyfish.
If I were to cook one of the other, I think I would choose the jellyfish because if I took out the stingers and then just like cut up the top part and then like battered them and fried them. I feel like it would be like a mixture because I think they're round, right?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Well, I think they would be like a mixture between like onion rings for the shape.
Yeah.
And fish sticks because, you know, jellyfish, fish is in the name. I don't know. I think it would be way better than like a deep fried tarantula.
Deep fried jellyfish. I think that, yeah. Something like that.
I mean, that kind of just tells you what it is exactly.
Jelly rings. There you go.
Ooh, I like that. Jelly rings. Yeah, that's what its name should be.
A jelly ring. You get it served with some ranch or some...
What is it with you and ranch?
Ranch is like the go-to condiment for food.
In my opinion, no.
That or mac and cheese?
Mac and cheese is not a condiment.
It is if you dip your steak in it.
Sure. Sure, we'll go with that. Well, that is it for this episode of Arabian Rundown. And you're listening, you are watching us on 91.7 WEEM.
On all of the 91.7 WEEM social media pages, we post great content almost every day. So regardless of where you're seeing us now, you should make sure you can see us on any platform. We post awesome content like skits and funny videos, updates on our sports teams and their games, updates on stuff happening around the campus and community, and much more. We're 91.7 WEEM on all our socials, Instagram, X, TikTok, YouTube, and Facebook. So don't be afraid to give us a follow. Welcome back to another segment of Arabian Rundown. I'm Sophia Bevan, and I'm joined by...
Brooklyn Schuyler.
And we're here. It's the beginning of school year, first episode of Arabian Rundown that we're doing. And we're going to be talking about the new stuff around the station, our new roles-ish, newish stuff. Stuff that's new stuff that wasn't going on last year. It's happening now. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Kick us off.
Okay, so new in radio... We have, honestly, there's kind of a lot of changes in radio. I'm a big fan.
I think they're all really good. I think they're all productive.
I love changes. It definitely has, like, spiced up this year already.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new marketing director. That's pretty new.
Yes.
Mr. Martin is our new marketing director. He's super fun. Yeah. He actually started at Pendleton Heights. Like, he went to high school here, and he was in the radio station. He was the... Sports director.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's new.
And he's here now. He's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Makes us do our work.
You know,
like someone does.
Yeah, that's a lot of fun. It's definitely been like cool getting to know him and like, it's obviously a very like different dynamic to what we had last year.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the year, we had Christian, and then at the end of the year, we had Mr. Watson.
Mm-hmm.
So, new dynamics, kind of fun, little change around the station. He's super nice.
Yeah.
So yeah.
And then another thing that I mean, this might be like another new thing, which I think is a lot cooler than last year that we're doing. Well, not cooler. I think it's just more helpful.
Mm-hmm.
Is we're doing a thing where we rotate the departments.
Yes.
So we're making groups of like not all the staffers, just the rookies, and they have to, unless they're in like sports, they have to rotate through podcast, social media, and programming to see what it is, mm-hmm. and then decide, which I think is a lot more helpful because some people will be like, oh, I never want to do programming ever again, I only want to do social media, and then they'll do programming for 2 weeks and they're like, oh my gosh, yeah, this is my favorite thing ever, you know?
Yeah, I would have definitely I wish we had that at the beginning. I did end up going into all the departments, mm-hmm. so I feel like, honestly, I don't know how much, like, help it would have been for me, but seeing, like, being able to even just give you, like, the basics, that's what intro's all about, is just doing, like, the basic things and, like, kind of giving you an idea of what programs we use in here, but then to, like, actually go into a department and, like, apply those programs and really start to, like, get an idea not only for how the directors like set up their departments and how they run their departments and kind of how they assign work, but also like get to know the directors and see like who you like working under. I think that's got to be my favorite change is just how we've done.
Was that your idea?
Probably. I think so.
It's a really good one.
Thanks. yeah, we had Well, it was 100% a group effort. I wanted to do all like 8 weeks and do all four departments, and then Mr. Right Here was like, let's only do rotation weeks. So that cut it down to six, and that took out one of the departments. We ended up taking out sports because I do think that sports would have been helpful to have as like a like an intro to it.
Mm-hmm.
But it is also a very hard department. Yeah. Even like when I'm trying to talk about sports, I'm like, I just give that to Zion. I don't know anything.
Yeah, like a lot of sports is, and this isn't all of it, like a lot of sports is like there's like social media stuff, video editing, stuff like that, but still like a good portion of sports is like just knowing terminology, sports, knowing yeah. sports, talking about it,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of difficult for someone who doesn't really
yeah.
do sports.
Or hasn't like been around sports their whole life or
right, yeah.
So but we do have like Emma, who's really good at like, well, actually Connor's really good at Canva. He's on the sports staff. He knows sports, but he's good at Canva. So I feel like that's nice to have people that have
different variety.
Yeah.
They're not just good at one thing.
Skills. I know yeah. Emma's really good with like social media stuff. So I'm excited. I think our departments this year are going to be like some of the best departments we've had.
I know. And I feel like this is a good thing. Like, this is not to like talk bad about any of the people, but like all the rookies coming in, I can see like, I don't think I see anybody who's like, oh, that person's like going to be slacking off, and this yeah. person's going to struggle doing this. I think like everybody has their head in the right direction of what they want to do. And I think that's nice. And I feel like another thing is everybody's willing to be doing rotations. Mm-hmm. Like people aren't complaining like, oh, I hate programming. People are like, oh, okay, I'll just do this. And then
yeah.
see how it goes, you know?
And they only have 2 weeks. So even right. if it is like complaining about it, it's like, you know, at the end of the day, you just have 2 weeks. Like
right.
that's 10 days. And with this week, we only have... We have no Friday school, and we don't have school Monday.
Yeah.
So it's like, really, it's only,
right.
what, 8 days or something like that?
Right.
No, I guess not. I guess it's still 9, but...
Still.
Yeah, it's a very short amount of time. It's a really nice way to, like, get into the school year mm-hmm. and kind of meet different people and work with different people, and I love it. It's been a lot of fun. It was hard to figure out just from, like... the planning side,
mm-hmm.
but I'm a big fan.
I'm trying to think of some other changes that we've had.
Mm.
We did have that the first initial week, which was kind of similar to like the long thing where we did like rotations, but the days where everybody would do like one assignment from the department they were just to get like a little taste of it. Then we're doing like the big rotations, mm-hmm. which was, I thought that was cool.
Yeah, we did like get to know department days
mm-hmm.
and each of the directors assigned like a kind of crash course into their department
right.
type thing. Yeah, I think those days were a lot of fun. Also, I'm glad that we didn't do like rotation groups within that too and had like
yeah.
some people be in. I like that everyone was just kind of on the same page for those days and really got to like.
Right. Do the same assignment.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to ease in because during intro, everybody's doing the same assignment, and sure, it may have like a different end goal, but everybody has the same criteria that they need to meet.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a nice way to ease into that, like by doing different things around the station, but still having that type of like schedule almost.
Yeah, I definitely think that. I definitely think that it was a really nice, like one of the big goals of this year was to like. Integrate intro kids to rookie a lot easier
mm-hmm.
Like that transfer, because it is a big, it's like a big jump,
right?
And I think we're doing pretty good. I'm really excited. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for this year.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be a really great year. What are some other things that are worth mentioning? Afternoon show has been pretty cool.
Afternoon show, yeah. Sophia's on the afternoon show now.
Yes.
It's me, Reagan, Zion, and Sophia. We're all four like directors or people in charge.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a fun break to have that sixth period be
mm-hmm. yapping it up.
Yeah. A little more fun and mm-hmm. relaxed and chill. And then we get to go straight back to our work.
Right.
But it is a lot of fun. And mm-hmm. I've definitely enjoyed like hearing it on my way home and being like,
what
oh,
time
yeah,
do those go
that?
Out? Is it like
3 to 5?
3 to 5?
Yeah.
Good to know. I don't have a radio. At 3 to 5, guys, if you're
yeah.
listen to it. Yep.
What are you excited for this year?
I think I'm just excited for podcast itself. I mean, last year, I had a lot of fun doing podcasts, but it was a lot of work because it was just like you helped out a lot, but really it was just like me and Logan, which was okay. Like it just happens sometimes. And I'm just really excited this year to have more people in my department so people can have more fun with it. So I can have more fun with it. So other people can have more fun with it. And we can do more like interesting interviews, stuff like that without having to like be like cranking out stuff like 24/7.
Yeah.
And we can like relax a little bit. You know?
Yeah, I agree. I had my first year in podcast at the end of the year. The seniors who really didn't have like jobs anymore because, you know, they're seniors, they're leaving, everyone else is getting into their new positions. Mm-hmm. I guess that'll be me in like 2 quarters, whatever.
Oh gosh. Anyways. Sad.
they didn't really have positions, so they just kinda gotta go wherever they want, and they ended up being in podcast. And it was a lot of fun to just have a big group of people, and like we played games and stuff. And then last year we had like 3 or 4 people. I think 3 in podcast, and that was right after it had been just me and Sam. Mm. So it was really nice to like get people back. So I'm really excited to see maybe more permanent people in podcast now, because like those were obviously seniors that are just like waiting to leave.
Right.
And we had a lot of fun with that, but I'm excited to see some more people.
Yeah. That's unfortunately going to wrap up the time we have here. It was really nice talking to you about all this stuff.
Yeah.
That's going to end this segment of the Arabian Rundown.
Thank you, underwriters.
Thank you, underwriters.
Thank you, underwriters.
Thanks, underwriters.
Thank you, underwriters.
Thanks, underwriters.
Thank you, underwriters.
We couldn't do it without your support.
Welcome to Arabian Rundown. My name is Hudson Kistler, and I'm joined by
Julia Walls.
All right, well, Julia, we got some topics to talk about today. So I will be covering traveling.
That is awesome. I like to travel.
Yeah. You travel a bunch?
Well, I do at least like maybe once a year. Like last year. No, actually, during the summer, I went to New York, I went to West Virginia, and I went to a couple places in Indiana. That was fun. Very busy summer, though.
Yeah, yeah. We travel quite a bit, too, just as a family. We go to a bunch of different places for vacation. We went to Tennessee over the summer, so that was pretty cool. We went to Gatlinburg, did some shopping, did some fun activities. But anyways, so question number one. If you could go anywhere in the world, just anywhere, where would it be?
Iceland. I've always had this question answered. It's Iceland.
Why Iceland?
Before I tell you why, just imagine. So, you know, Greenland and Iceland, just switch the names and that's the actual like description of the place.
Yeah. So Iceland's just green.
Well, it's more Greenland. Greenland.
Yeah.
So, I saw this my mom was watching this documentary series on Netflix, and one of the main people that would go around to different places was, I think, Zac Efron, and then someone else. And the one episode I saw her watch was Iceland, when they went to Iceland. And I don't know, it just, when I watched it, because I sat out in the living room and just watched it with her, I was like, man, this place is really cool. I'd love to go there. So they went to like hot springs. You know how Iceland is like very volcanic.
Mm-hmm.
So like sometimes there will be just natural hot spots that'll heat up water. And so they went to hot springs. They saw the northern lights. They cooked bread in the ground.
I like that.
I don't know. It's just, I was like, that's so cool, because how do you like cook bread in the ground? I mean, obviously it's because that island is just super volcanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah. Sounds interesting. Would definitely like to try that. Now, me personally, I'd like to go somewhere a little cooler than that. Probably Japan. I love the culture. I think it would be so cool to go. Just because they do so many cool things. They They just celebrate some of the coolest stuff. They got cherry blossoms. Those are really cool. Love to get one of those. And I also really want to try some of their like native food because, you know, getting sushi at Meijer probably what isn't too good. But, you know, probably some like native sushi. That sounds pretty nice.
I like Meijer sushi. I like Sam sushi.
See, I, a few months ago, I went on vacation to North Carolina and I tried sushi from this place and I was like, that's pretty good. And I tried Meijer sushi. I was like, that's not very good. It was like, no, it wasn't that good.
I've gone to this place. I'm not exactly sure where it is, but I mean, it's like, it's decently far away from Pendleton where we are right now.
Yeah.
It's called Watami. It's in like all you can eat sushi place. And the sushi, I don't know if it's like authentic, but it's really good. Like, I know that right now, if my parents just brought up like, hey, we're going to Watami, me and all of my other two siblings would be so down. Like, it's even my brother, who's the pickiest out of all of us.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to check that out. Sounds pretty nice. But question number two, would you rather go to Iceland in the summer or winter?
So Ireland is in the north. I'm pretty sure it's either northern or northeastern part of Europe above the UK. So it's going to be colder there. You know how like Alaska is like pretty cold all year round.
Oh yeah.
I feel like it would kind of be like that there. And so I don't really think going in the summer or winter would really change that. Especially like for there anyways. Yeah. I think for here, if I want to get away from the heat, go to Iceland where it's cold. Or just, I don't know, be more cold, go to Iceland.
Yeah. I think I'd probably like to go to Japan, probably around summertime, because I think that's when a lot of their really cool plants and stuff, they're, you know, kind of at their peak. They're really nice and just fresh looking, especially like cherry blossoms and bonsai trees. I might be wrong. It could be like spring or summertime, but no, I feel like that's when they would kind of look the most beautiful. Just be there and, yeah. Sounds pretty nice.
Pretty sure cherry blossoms are spring.
Yeah. Maybe they'll carry over into summer. Who knows?
Maybe.
Yeah. So number three. What are some cool things you would like to do or see in the different part of the world?
I feel like number one is definitely the Northern Lights. I feel like that's on like most people's bucket list.
Are they very visible over there?
I mean, I would imagine so. I mean, obviously I've never been there before.
Yeah.
But I think, yeah, up there, it's like the sun. I know certain parts of like northern Europe, like the sun doesn't like fully rise. So it's like kind of like dawn and dusk, like the whole night. There's like no like noon where the sun is at the highest. I think it's just like at the end of the day when it gets really dark, it like the Northern Lights will like pick out. I don't even know if they do it if they happen every day. I want to see them.
Yeah, they'd definitely be really cool to see. Just from pictures they look amazing, but I bet in real life it would be stunning. So is that it, or is like any other?
Okay, that's probably just number one. I'd love, honestly, just to, like, be there and, like, explore the, like, massive volcano island, because obviously it's going to be more scenic than Indiana, but, because, you know, mountains and things. And then cook bread in the ground. That would be fun to experience.
Very.
Yeah. I don't know. I just like every time I think about like anytime anybody asks me the question, where is one place in your life that you would want to go? I'd like, it's like always Iceland. Anytime I think about it, I'm like, oh, I'm so excited for the time I get to go there.
As soon as you graduate, you're leaving straight to Iceland.
Probably not to Iceland, because I probably want to go on like a trip with my friends. Yeah. And they probably don't want to go to Iceland, but I will probably, I could even take a solo trip there. I don't know.
Yeah, I think it'd be fun either way. You know, still get to experience it.
Yeah.
But for Japan, I don't even know. There's just, I'm such a big fan of some of the cool things that they do. Even some of just like the weird little things. You know, it's just, it's the home of so many cool things. And, you know, like Pokemon. You know, it's celebrated there. You know, Pokemon's big here. Pokemon's big everywhere. But it's celebrated. Like, it is a way of life, basically, in Japan.
It's your way of life.
Apparently.
Not mine.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think that's about it, though.
Just Pokemon or, like, cherry blossoms. Those are the only things you really talked about.
Yeah. Because they're just so cool to me. I just, like, I don't know. I feel like if I go to Japan, I'll day one there, I'll just be like, all right, I went to a Pokemon Center and I saw a cherry blossom tree. I think I got to leave now. I did it all. Maybe I'll bring home some sushi.
Nah. I'd want to like spend maybe like 1 or 2 weeks there.
Yeah. I'd definitely spend like a couple weeks. I'd definitely try and find some cool things to do. Because I bet there's probably like an endless amount of cool things you could do there.
Yeah. Like, aren't they, like, pretty advanced in, like, technology?
Oh, yeah.
So, there you go. They're, like, in a new age right now. And we're behind.
Oh, yeah. We're really behind. Yeah, it'd be really cool to go to, like, different types of shops. Like, they have, like, computer parts and stuff there, like, relatively cheaper compared to our prices. So, I think it would be cool just to buy a bunch of, like, different kinds of technology, like, computer parts. I love building computers, and so yeah, that would be pretty cool. But I think that is the end of our time here today. You got anything else you want to say, Julia?
Nope, just that I am very like impatient and anticipating the day I get to go to Iceland.
Me too. I'd love to go to Japan straight away, but we still got time. But that is it for today. So we will see you all later. Goodbye.